Just a little warning, this podcast has some swearing in it.
Welcome to Phone In with Honan. Welcome to the party.
Hello. Welcome to the podcast, listeners. How you doing? It's January. I'm in England. And so I haven't seen the sun in so long. It's hard, isn't it? It's really affecting my motivation. I wake up and open the curtains and it's just another grey time. So I'm sending you a little bit of sunshine in this podcast today. It's a very sunny podcast. It's very full of love and cuteness. It's so cute. We're so cute. Me and my friend, Alice Lowe, today's guest. Alice is one of the most wildly talented musicians I've ever met, and it is one of the great privileges in my life to be her friend and witness her art and her journey. Her talent is just totally cosmic. She worked on my recent album with me. I love singing with her. I can't wait to do it again. Alice is a trans woman, and she came out, I think, just before lockdown started in 2020. So we talk about how this past year has been wonderful for her in that way, in contradiction probably to most people's experience of the last year. So it's really nice to hear someone reaching towards their authenticity and happiness in 2020. I'm really grateful to Alice for sharing some of that journey with us on the podcast today. Listening back, I heard myself stumble a bit over introducing this as a topic. Nothing like recording yourself and listening back to learn something about yourself. I love always learning new vocabularies and language, and I actually really like hearing myself trying to give myself permission to try and to give it a go. So that was interesting to me. We also talk about Buffy, exploring confidence, writing, creative setups, lots of juicy stuff up in just a second. I hope you enjoy my chat with Alice Lowe.
It's been a weird year, but we're here. We may not be
check, check. Hello?
Hello?
Ah, I can hear you. Hang on a minute. Let me That's really nice.
I'm so excited to see your face.
Oh my God, it's so nice.
Hello.
Hi.
Now we just get to talk to each other. Hi.
Hi, Nuala.
Hi. And Chris has just got home from the supermarket. I'm just starting.
Oh, that's beautiful.
But why don't you put the pizza on and then you can just eat it and then just keep mine warm. Thank you for doing the shopping.
Hi, Chris.
Alice says hi, Chris.
I say hi, Chris.
Hi. Oh,
blessing.
Podcasters say hi, Chris.
I know. I've never done a podcast before. It's like,
oh, wow.
It's nice.
This is the easy one because it's just a phone call.
Is my audio quality okay?
Yeah, it's awesome. I love it. Great. I love your audio quality.
Oh, well, you're talking to a professional. I got a fucking Valve preamp just for this. I hooked it up.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, that's where the warmth is coming from. The warmth. I get real close.
My gosh, there's so many things that I want to immediately ask you and talk about, but I'm going to follow the structure of the podcast to start with.
Yeah, we should.
And what we do is we share something that is new and good. So one thing that is both new and good. It can be very simple.
Well, it's both the same because I just got Wi-Fi in my house. So I would say what's new is being able to use the internet whenever I want. So last night I was watching Buffy, and that's also new for me because I've not seen all of it. So I'm on episodes that I've not seen before. So I was in the bath for nearly 3 hours just watching Buffy.
Oh my gosh.
Having the best time.
Oh my gosh.
Are you a big fan?
Yeah.
Oh my God, we never spoke about
this before. We've never talked about Buffy before.
This whole podcast,
this podcast is over. It's just Buffy.
Talking about Buffy. But I'm only at the end of season 2.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, I feel like there's a lot of ground to break.
I've seen it. So I watched it when it was on TV when I was a kid. And I didn't see all of it then because it used to be on at like 11 o'clock at night. So sometimes I'd stay up and watch it with my mum and my brother because we all loved it. And then I rewatched it when it first came onto Netflix about 10 years ago.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. But I loved it as a kid and obviously had like the hugest crush on Angel, just like a big
Angel.
Dumb crush. Yeah.
Not Giles.
That's a really great impression.
I just do that around the house. Just like, yeah, sorry.
Favorite character? Who's your favorite character so far?
Yeah, I think I like Buffy and Spike and Willow.
I like just Willow. I think Willow, like, overall is my favorite. Also because she has an amazing story arc and you'll get there. But we'll have to have a, like, maybe we should start
like
a weekly Buffy podcast. You don't like Oz.
I don't like that actor. Is it Seth Green?
I really liked him when I was a teenager. He was very indie and cool and like grungy. He was like, you know, he was very 90s grungy.
He makes Robot Chicken, right?
Yes, he is in that group or something. He's like one of the main voices.
He's just play guitar.
Yeah.
I'm trying to work out this.
That's his whole personality is that he plays guitar. But I do love that the female characters are more complex than the male characters. The male characters are like very simple.
That's true. And Xander is just Chandler.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've never thought about that before.
Oh my God, watch it knowing that Xander is Chandler.
Oh,
and you can tell
gosh.
That like the directors were even like, can you just like Chandler this up a little bit? And he's like,
it's the zeitgeist of Chandler in the 90s. Everyone started
well,
doing
like
that
Rachel
kind of joke.
Well, it's like Rachel from Friends.
Yeah.
Sorry. Yeah, absolutely. But it's like Rachel from Friends and the Killing
Vampires.
Is it Vampires.
Basically just Friends? Hang on. Xander is Chandler. Who?
I mean,
Buffy is Rachel.
Buffy. I don't think
Willow
it goes much
supposed
further
to
than
be
that.
Phoebe?
Archetypically, but they're not that
they're
similar.
They're nothing alike.
I think it ends there, really. Although Giles is...
He's quite Ross-like. He's quite like Ross. Oh, my God. Okay,
I have to rewatch
Buffy.
It's so good, and it's all on Amazon Prime.
Yeah, I don't have Amazon Prime at the moment.
Good for you. That's good. I don't know how to cancel it.
Someone texted me and said, because you know I've been spamming everyone with the album. I've been spamming everyone on WhatsApp. And someone texted me and said, hey, is there still vinyl left? I'd love to buy one. If I buy it from Amazon, will I get a digital download? And I just thought... If you are my friend enough for us to have each other's phone numbers, why are you buying it from Amazon? But also I was like, why is my vinyl available on Amazon? I need to contact my distributors.
That's pretty good though, because...
I'm an Amazon hypocrite. I'm like, I don't shop at Amazon until I really, really want to, and then I do.
Yeah, I mean, I'm the same. It's like if I want next day... What did I buy from Amazon? Oh, my laptop broke. So I had to like buy a FireWire cable to get my files.
Mm.
And I was like, I'm just going to prime this.
I would like to know in the formal setting of a podcast about your year. No. It's cool. But I just am genuine. We could just talk crap for a really long time. And then I could just put that in the podcast. But I would actually really like to know. In a formal way, I want to talk about this year because I'm interested because you've said that you've been buying some gear. So you are an artist, a musician. Tell me about the music setup. Like, have you, because you also like, you were in Brighton and you were at university and so you were using the university studios as well as home studio, but like now you're elsewhere. I'm not going to tell everyone where you live. Now you're
in Cardiff.
Now you're in Cardiff. What's your, have you been like perfecting your home setup?
I even when I was in Brighton, I was doing everything at home. It was just if I needed to use the piano. I just don't have a piano.
Okay.
So I would go in there and I would use their piano because it was great, but it was bad, but it was great. But I've got a really similar setup now than I did before, but I have a few bits of Faye's equipment and our housemate Emma's equipment. But the main one, actually, you know what? Now I'm it's been such a long year, I kind of forgot. But I bought a reel-to-reel tape machine. Which I'm like, I know. But it's only stereo, but I just use it for mastering. So now I can just record on the four track, and then I can master a song analog. And I don't have it doesn't have to touch a computer.
Have you been... I'm interested in creativity because I think like I've heard loads of artists saying like, it's been so great having all this time I'm writing and recording. And I've just been like, oh my God, the alchemy of this year has not ended up in me doing like lots of writing. What's yours been? Have you been writing and making things? You always do.
Yeah, I think you've been busy with so much other shit though. Like, I think the absence of having things to do is when you have the availability to get all this stuff out. So it's not like it's not inside you or anyone. It's just that like there's too much going on, and when you get like that brief moment of doing nothing, it's like, ah, here it is. But I have had a bit of a this year I've had like.
Shall we come out on the podcast?
I mean, I'm pretty out.
That's been a big part of your year, and I guess
it has.
Do you want to talk about that?
Yeah, I mean, we can.
I feel like it's like part of it all happened at the same time. You came out and lockdown started, and like that's, I don't know. Did that all feel like that was happening at the same time?
I think it feels like something that has always been present, and I just used the space that lockdown afforded me to not hide from it anymore. I think I just put it really deep down for so many years, and I knew for a long time and didn't tell anyone.
If I can tell myself, how will I tell my mama?
Yeah, well, exactly. That's what's really funny is like...
I was listening to that song the other day. For the listeners, that I just quoted one of Alice's songs at herself, which is a really awful thing to do to a friend.
I mean, if your listeners don't know as well, like, obviously they had no idea that I wasn't just born a sexy cis woman, you know. But I, for 25 years, was a man. I listen to that music now, and it's really funny because at the time I was like, oh yeah, I'm like in character, and it's like these ideas are sort of beyond me and they're not really about me or whatever. And it's like, yeah, you fucking got one over on yourself there, didn't you? Like, especially Joe and the Lowlands, which like are both just about being trans, but it's like it's really on the nose.
I know, like I can't believe listening back to it now, it's like, oh, this is an album about being trans. When I listened to it, I was like, I think I also was like, with as a listener, was like, are they talking about, is this about Alice or is this about someone else, or is this just fun exploration of gender and like all of those things?
I guess it was.
Yeah.
I mean, I think I was also just playing a trick on myself.
So lockdown afforded you space to not hide away.
Like, because there was no one around when you'd go to the shop, and I've experienced like enough bullying in my life in order to not have to. I was always worried about that, you know, like, oh, I've not even gone as far into my identity as I want to go, and I'm already getting criticized.
I remember you telling me about being criticized on the street in Swindon for like wearing flares and being tall, wearing like
having
long
hair.
Yeah,
yeah, it's not the same as like clearly like being like. Like, I would say that I'm pretty clockable, like especially after I open my mouth. I mean, I'm not trying to do a voice right now, so I'm just speaking in, like, my deep man voice. But, like, I'm really clockable. And so I was just like, you know what? I'm just, like, not going to go there because I think it would just be too scary. And then when lockdown happened, I was just like, you know what? Fuck that. Can I swear on your show?
Yeah, we have explicit warnings.
Okay. Fuck this. I'm just like, gonna, yeah. I mean, it doesn't make you a woman to wear a dress and makeup and stuff, but I'm going to express myself outwardly the way that I feel inside was basically how I felt. And I Yeah, it felt so good. And it was so scary at first, and now it's not really scary, which is the funny part, because people will say stuff to me like they always did, and more often, and in more scary ways. But because I'm finally comfortable and at peace with who I am, it's just kind of like, I just kind of, yeah, fuck you. Like, I think less of you for thinking that about me. And I feel like the more I've opened up, the more the people around me have like warmed to who I am, because I think I'm letting people in more, because I'm letting myself in.
Wow.
Which is really nice.
So you're like more confident because you're more authentic in yourself.
Oh my God, so much more confident.
I mean, you were confident before.
Yeah, but not really. I think I felt pretty bad. You know, it was like a lot of a charade. Mm. And I mean, yeah,
with me, I think we always had a very like, we have a very honest dynamic where we can both in the peace and quiet of being together, be like, we're amazing. Aren't we amazing? Look at us. Right? We're amazing.
That's kind of a conversational relationship that I tend to develop with like a few people, like a few of my closest friends. Like, the conversations we tend to have are like, yeah, the world sucks. We're amazing.
I feel Buffy is like that. She's so like,
she doesn't give a shit. We're watching Drag Race. We're like watching all the old seasons of Drag Race Fana at the moment. And in season 7, there's a queen called Violet Chachki, and she's just like, there's no reason not to be confident. You know, I'm the best. I'm going to win. You know, she's just like that the whole time. And she is the best. And everyone hates her. It's just like, no, you're the best. And you know it, you know. And sometimes you just got to give yourself a little present, a little confidence present. Just be like, yeah, I'm doing good. I'm doing all right. But now it feels more authentic. It's less of a, I have to tell myself less, and I just feel good.
I explored confidence a lot in my counseling, and we talked about a shallow confidence that is like the reassurance that you get from others, and then a deep confidence, which is like the confidence in yourself and your self-worth. And I think that is one of my big journeys, is like that journey into self-confidence and like deep rooted self-confidence. And I think that in the job that I have been able to survive on the reassurance confidence, the shallow confidence. I get a lot of it, and so it's been very hard this year without like being at gigs or around anyone. And it's been a really beautiful and scary and difficult look into like, oh, it's just me and my trust in myself and in the people that are close to me and that love me. So I think that's I'm just relating to that. I feel like it's nice to hear you say that that's where you're at, and that's what that confidence feels like. I think I long for that. I think a lot of people long for that. Thanks for sharing that with us. Thanks for sharing that journey with me so far already as well. Like, it's such a big one.
Yeah, you've been there every step of the way, I feel.
Yeah?
Yeah.
In what ways do you mean as well?
I think you were potentially the first person to ask me if I was queer. Even though I felt like it was really obvious. I think you just said it. I think you said it. Somebody asked me. I don't know.
I feel like it's always been very clear and comfortable between us. A kind of like not cis, straight, white man.
Yeah.
Sorry. I didn't mean to put that in there.
When we first met, I was so high, and I think I told you everything about myself.
Oh my gosh, it was amazing. It's the best way to meet someone. You were playing with Nudie Bronk, and that was one of the most memorable music experiences of my life. And all of us that were there wasn't very many of us there, but like those of us that were there watching you for the first time was like, who are these aliens from outer space? And then and then we sat like by the sound desk, like in a weird spot, And
yeah, I think I was sat and you were working.
You all told me. I think I was probably working. That festival.
You had a clipboard for sure during that conversation.
Yeah. So yeah, I'm with a clipboard and a radio in my ear and high vis and trying to babysit 400 drunk festival people. And then you and the guys are there really high, all telling. I feel like everyone was telling me your life story, not just you, but I felt like Luke and Wolfman were also helping tell your life story. And that was that was a lot about Asperger's as well. It was
Yeah.
You were also proud of you wouldn't recognize me if you met me 5 years ago, and they're like, you wouldn't recognize I'm so different. And it was this proud journey of it was a lot of beautiful information to receive.
I love how being proud of not coming across Spurgy while also coming across as kind of Spurgy is it's really sweet. I was 19.
Oh my gosh, you were a baby.
Mm.
Wow.
Beautiful.
But then again, I've just started working at, I work at the lake. And lots of the people who work there are 19, 20, 21, 22. And actually, they're not, 19-year-olds aren't babies. They're they're powerful, amazing, intelligent, soulful, wise beings.
Kids are amazing.
Kids are amazing.
I mean, I'm only 7 years older than 19 now, so they're not kids. I won't say their kids are amazing.
I'm old enough to be their mum, so I can say that.
I just know, because I went to uni a little bit older, meeting the 18-year-old, 19-year-olds of today, and they're so much more politically focused than I was at that age.
It's fashionable as well. I think it's fashionable.
That's awesome.
It is awesome. I think. When I started working at the lake, and also when I was going to do the We Are Lightning Theatre show, I was I'm going to work with teenagers. And I think I thought that they would, because when I was hanging out with teenagers, when I was a teenager, I thought everyone hated me because everyone bullied me. And I think I thought oh no, I have to work with teenagers. They're going to hate me. And they don't.
No.
They don't hate me. It was so I didn't realize that I like teenagers so much, and now I love them, and I just think that they're amazing, and I want to be around them and learn things from them all the time. And it's also nice to they ask me things, and I've lived a bit longer, so it's nice to be the wise, not too old owl.
Can give them a little kiss. Hey, while your face ain't in a box and I can touch you, I have really, really missed this. When we laugh, it's not delayed. I can actually understand you. I don't get tired from a couple of seconds of just being with you. Oh my God!
What are you making musically? I'm really interested to know.
I am working on 3 albums, and it's... they're all really different, and it's
there's always a few on the boil.
Honestly, it's
how much can you tell me about them, that we're allowed to release on into the world?
I probably can't tell you very much.
Okay, that's exciting.
I was doing some singles, and then obviously some singles for me was just gonna extrapolate, and then it was is a 15-minute single okay? And then it's I have 3 albums. I'm excited about it. It's really fun.
Is it pouring out of you? Is that how you're feeling about it? About making the music?
One of them I wrote last summer, and just haven't had the chance to finish.
Is that song? I feel like I've seen a cover for that.
Well, it was the working title was Songbird, but it's
Songbird.
Not called Songbird.
That's right.
Yeah. It's that. I'm making that, which is hard. It's going really well, and it's really cool. And It's super pop. And
woo!
Yeah, no. Yeah, I'm excited about it.
I'm excited about it.
Yeah, next year.
I feel like I'm used to being seeing you more often, and when like in the real, and whenever I see you, you've like got your hard drive with you, and I get little peeks of like the music that you've made, and it's been. I feel like this is the longest I've gone without hearing peeks of
Lowe's Museum.
Please send me some peeks. I won't tell anyone.
Yeah, we'll keep it between ourselves.
Yes.
There's peaks. I mean, it's free. some of it's done. So I'll send you that stuff.
Yes, please.
Yeah. It's pretty fun, colourful.
The thing that we could do is that we could move through the podcast structure. Because it's getting time, and then we could just talk a lot more in general.
Okay.
So a thing that I ask people, because this year is such a shit show and has so many challenges, and people are on big journeys and it's hard, I'm interested in asking people for a silver lining.
Silver linings!
What, to the quarantine?
Maybe, but it can just be like in your life. It can be about quarantine and shit year. But
shit
it can
life.
Your shit life. I mean, your quarantine or the shit year. Or it can just be maybe you just something that's like, wow, if those things hadn't happened, maybe, you know, this silver lining has come out of it. So have you got one? You can take your time.
I have so many. I mean, obviously coming out as trans was amazing and healing.
Yeah, maybe also, that wouldn't have happened without that space in lockdown.
I mean, it
would have happened, but maybe
no,
not.
I think it maybe wouldn't have happened. I think I would have just been living my hetero fantasy until I was potentially in my 50s and then full of regret. But I also have made like loads of really cool new friends in Cardiff who I love. And
well, so you've made new friends even though it's been a non-friends year. How has that happened?
I mean, I've made no new friends and I haven't done anything.
I see. You're going out there catching the COVID together and having the raves. You're the ravers. It's you that's made us go from parties of 30 back down to 6.
It is not. It's people at pubs. I've just been, because...
Tell me about new friends, though. We don't
know. Well, Cardiff is really sociable.
Mm.
Everyone I've found is really friendly here.
That's so lovely.
I felt like Brighton would be that, and I don't want to say...
No, let's do it. Let's throw a turd at Brighton.
Yeah, we should. I think it deserves to be thrown.
It's very cliquey and...
Yeah, so cliquey. Which is unfortunate because I heard so much about... Don't you think it's funny that as a trans woman, it took me moving to Cardiff from Brighton to come out as trans? I feel like that would have been the place I should have done it, but it didn't feel accepted in that city and I didn't feel comfortable there. And it's interesting.
I'm going to Brighton next week and I do love it. And some of my favorite people live there and some amazing work comes from there, and there's a beach and there's beautiful venues and communities, but like, I did find it a bit like hard work. Like it felt like it's hard. You can be yourself there, but you got to work really hard for it. Whereas like I find over in the West, it's much easier to just relax.
I don't know what it was. Mm. I think it's expensive. So people who live there are different to people who visit.
Oh, that's interesting.
And visiting Brighton's great. Obviously Brighton's amazing.
It's so amazing.
Nice. But also...
It is really expensive. Maybe that's what it is. Cardiff is not expensive, is it?
No. I have a whole house and my rent is half the price, whereas before I was in an 8-person house in a tiny room.
Yeah.
It's just not worth it, I don't feel.
So, silver linings...
I miss the coffee.
Oh, yeah. Coming out, making new friends. That is a beautiful, shiny silver lining year.
I've had an amazing year.
Oh my God, you've had an amazing year. You've smashed 2020.
I'm flourishing.
Yes.
I feel, I'm just living my trantasy. It's hashtag trantasy. Hashtag lady daddy.
You and your wonderful, like, love that you have for Faye as well. Like, you're in this beautiful relationship. Beautiful. And you have a beautiful, stupid dog and called Chucky, who is...
What a silver lining.
Yeah.
He's been beautiful.
He cheers me up every time I see him on Instagram.
He's just waiting for you at the end of the bed every morning. He's there. And he's Mrs. Nesbitt. Hi! Oh my God, I can't believe you're still alive. I need a piss so bad. You gotta let me out or else I'll just piss on anything. I will piss on something. Earlier, Faye and I were working. I was cleaning the kitchen and Faye was working on a music video. And he was so angry at us for working that he just went and pissed in our bedroom. He walked upstairs. And then he came back down and he looked so upset with himself. And I was like, yeah, the door was open, man. Just go out. You know, you got your whole piss situation outside. And he was like, nah, I'm going to piss on your clean laundry. It's like, great. Thanks, man.
Oh, well, I also have a playlist for the podcast on Spotify. Oh, yeah, it's like a little accompaniment friend space.
Wow. Oh, my God. So listeners won't know. Yeah. But we're on Zoom with video and pizza was just served to Nuala with rocket salad.
By the most handsome...
Oh, my God.
...life partner ever.
Oh, my God.
He's my silver lining of 2020.
Yeah, I would say... Faye has been certainly a silver lining. Getting together with Faye and being with Faye this year was really healing and beautiful and helpful. And it would have been much harder without them.
Mm.
But yeah, anyway.
And you two are cute as fuck and you make cute fucking music and videos together in your house. And I love following you two on Instagram. It's like been a silver lining as well. Following you two has been so joyful. Thanks, watching your little domestic dream and watching you guys like survive your challenges and doing it together. It's so beautiful. I'm so happy.
Just both egging on each other's queerness and
yeah,
it's real nice.
So inspiring music. What's getting you off at the moment? What do you want me to put on the playlist? God.
I feel like the song that I've been listening to the most in the world right now isn't on Spotify.
Oh, well, I can share a link to it as well in like the description for that track.
Oh my God. I'm sure everybody listening will know it, but do you know the song Plastic Love by Mariah Takeuchi?
Plastic Love by Mariah Takeuchi.
Yeah, oh my God. It's like a city pop. It's like a DJ would play it. It's like an 8. Oh!
Wow.
Ding, 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 ding. Oh, that major sick.
Oh, yeah. Woo! Okay. I found the Spotify YouTube link for that, so I'm going to give people the YouTube
There's
link
no
for
Spotify
that.
Link. There's a cover, which isn't as good. I can name some stuff that's on Spotify. I just...
Go
that
for
song
it.
Makes me feel really good, and I dance to it, and I feel great.
I'm gonna go put it on in the kitchen after we talk and eat my pizza God. And dance because.
But Suspended in Gaffer by Kate Bush.
Oh yeah, you are on a like Kate Bush obsession.
Oh my God! Suspended I mean, in everything Gaffer. I add would just be Kate Bush, but we'll try and not do that.
No, Suspended just one, in please.
Wow, this song is so good. What about The Old Man's Back Again by Scott Walker?
Oh yeah, Scott Walker.
Oh my God.
I miss having you around with Jamie here and everyone just like throwing songs on a Spotify and like listening
so
on the
nice.
Stereo. Those are my favorite times.
For Jamie as well, we could put Jesus Was a Cross Maker by Judy Sill.
Oh yeah. Jesus.
I listen to Judy Sill all the time.
Okay.
That's one of the best recommendations anyone's ever given me. I love it so much.
Okay. Great. That's
how many?
That's
just
loads.
Need three?
Yeah, that's loads.
Great. Okay.
That's loads.
I was about to go on a roll, but we can... Don't worry about
make
it.
Make your own Spotify playlist.
I don't.
Okay. let's end the podcast and I'll stop recording and then maybe have you got time to stay on Zoom with me?
Yeah, I do. I'm going to help Faye with the video, but I would love to.
Okay. So... Would you like to say goodbye to the listeners?
Yeah, thanks for listening. And sorry if I came off a little dry.
You were so warm and lovely. You were okay. So Valve amp, preamp. You were so Valve tonight.
There's a lot of places as well.
Everybody loves it. It's so good. It's so nice to talk to you, and it's so nice to share some of your story. Thanks for being...
That's okay. Sorry I couldn't go deeper. I feel like there was a lot we needed to talk about.
It's supposed to be a 15-minute podcast. I keep telling everyone it's a 15-minute podcast, and it's always 20 to 30 minutes, and some of them are even longer. So
do you want to just do it again? Sorry.
Let's just the headlines.
Right. Thanks for listening.
Okay, I love you.
Love you all.
Thank you, Alice. Oh my gosh, we're cute. I love her. Sadly, there's currently no Alice Lowe music available online, but as you heard, there are promises of new releases this year, so friends of the podcast, you'll be the first to know. I will share it with you. Alice has an currently inactive Instagram account that I'm sure will become active once she's releasing, so you could also follow her there at Lowe's Museum, L-O-W-S, Lowe's Museum. I put a link in the description. There's also a link in the description to the podcast companion playlist on Spotify. Playlist together nearly a year now. So it's turned into a weird banger. Yeah, I recommend you check it out. There will definitely be something new in there for you. Lots of it is new for me. Discovered some great songs that way. Thank you to Paul McMahon, friend of the podcast and a previous guest on the show, for providing us with a couple of jingles for today's episode. Hey, if you've enjoyed the podcast today, why not subscribe on your platform of choice to keep receiving these small pockets of joy? They bring me joy. I really enjoy keeping you company as we navigate our way through this time in our lives, this time specifically. It's really hard. I'm having to take things really slow at the moment, kind of like not even day by day, sometimes not even hour by hour, but like setting myself 5-minute tasks. So if that's you right now, I feel you. And I'm also not sleeping well. How's your sleep? Let me know if you got any tricks for getting to sleep. I hope you're okay. I'd love to hear from you. So you can send us a message. You can leave a comment or send a message on any of our social networking platforms, either Nuala Honan or Phonen with Honan on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, SoundCloud, all of that. And you can find any other bits and pieces, episodes, links, information about our guests over on my website. There's a podcast page at nuolahonan.com. The podcasts are weekly at the moment because I'm on a roll. So well done those 5-minute tasks. They're getting me on a roll. So I'll see you next week. That's all from us today. Stay safe out there, guys. Take care of yourselves as best you can. Bye.